Book of John, chapter 18, verse number 38. The Bible said, Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one of the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. I want to preach on that last, them last two little words there. A robber. A robber. The book of Mark, chapter number 4, verse number 35. The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35. And in the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had set away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why are ye so fearful? Fear is something that we all have to face. Nobody's exempt from it. Nobody can get away from it. Everybody here has experienced it. One time or another, a fearful heart, fearful in your life, fearful in your soul. There might be somebody here tonight that's got a fearful heart. But we all must face fear. We all must fight against it. We all must pray about it. We all must face, seem like every day, fear rising up in our heart. If I was to ask you tonight, everybody here could very well remember a time in your life where fear was so real to you. Maybe you were scared about something. Maybe something had scared you or something had bothered you and you felt fear in your life and in your heart. George Sewell said that fear is a tax that the conscience pays to guilt. And the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. We know who quoted that, Franklin D. Roosevelt. George MacDonald said, Fear is faithlessness. Jesus asked him, Brother Hank, he said, Why are ye so fearful? And then he asked him, he said, How is it that ye have no faith? Why are ye so fearful? And then the second question was, How is it that ye have no faith? Fear is faithlessness. Fear, in other words, kills faith. Fear hinders faith from working like it ought to. Fear is a destroyer of faith. There was a preacher that came out on a Sunday morning and told his congregation, Brother Darrell, he said, I'm going to give you all some good advice tonight, this morning. He said, Don't squint. And the congregation looked at him and wanted to know what he was talking about, and he went on with the story to describe the story of Peter walking on the water. He said Peter walked out on the water, but when he began to doubt, he began to sink. And the preacher went on to say that the root meaning of the word doubt, the root meaning of the word doubt is looking two ways at once. He said Peter had it one eye on the Savior and the other eye on the storm. He began to doubt, and he told his congregation, Peter, begin to squint and begin to look two different directions. That's what fear does to your heart. You have the faith that you need, that you think you need. You have the faith to carry out the job. You have the faith that the Lord's going to be with you. But because of fear, you begin to look one way and you begin to look the other way. And the fear that comes into your life kills out the faith that you had. Help me a little while. I believe that we could safely say that doubt is the gentleman to fear. See, doubt, when you get it in your mind, doubt's the one that opens the door, and fear steps into your heart and begins to take up reign. Oh, Lord. Romans 8:15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Hallelujah. It seems to me like that fear is a spirit that can get a hold of you. It seems to me like reading the Word of God that fear is a spirit that gets a hold of a lot of people and destroys their plan and destroys their purpose and destroys their goals to carry out what God said do. They let fear take up residence in their heart and it stamped out the faith and it stamped out the courage and it stamped out their progress and they ceased to go forward. And they standing around looking in two different directions. Fear had got a hold of them and it killed their faith. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes, I read in the Bible in Ecclesiastes, I found it the other day. 12:5, it says, "Fears shall be in the way." Fears shall be in the way. Brother Hank and Brother Usselin talking about, I'm glad I'm on the right road. I'm glad I'm in the right way. This holiness way, Brother James. But that does not exempt us from fears getting in the way. From fears trying to attack our lives. From fears trying to attack our souls. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Luke says, men's hearts failing them. Why? Because of fear. It's a dangerous thing to let fear come into your life. It's a dangerous thing for a Christian to sit around and fear what the devil's going to do. And fear if they're going to make it through the trial. And fear if they're going to get over the mountain. The Bible said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. That lets me know it's from somebody else when fear gets a hold of your life. Hallelujah. I wonder the artist, the craftsman, the leaders, Brother Randall, the preachers that never reached their full potential because of fear. There's probably a lot of artists in the grave tonight that we don't know their names, but they never stepped out because of fear. A lot of leaders that could have been just as great as George Washington or Abe Lincoln or Winston Churchill, but we don't know their names tonight because fear got a hold of their heart. And they feared in such a way that they refused to make that step and to become something. Oh, Lord. All because of fear. You look across seat count meetings, multitudes sitting on the pews that could do something for God, that could do a work for the Lord. But because of fear that's got a hold of them, the devil holds them hostage in a corner and says, "You better not. You'll fail. You'll flunk the test. You won't make it." And they sit there and they never reach their full potential because of fear. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. You can only imagine the ones, the policemen,
the state troopers that have lost their lives. Their experience didn't mean nothing. Their wisdom didn't mean nothing. But lost their lives because they got in a situation that fear gripped them in such a way that it killed their faith. And they lingered just a second too long. They froze just a little bit too long. And it cost them their lives. Brother, if you don't think this world revolves around fear, you let Alan Greenspan come out in one negative tone in his voice. The next day the stock market plunges all because of men's heart. Fear, oh God. And they begin to sell the stocks and let it go. I'm telling you, fear is serious business. Fear can ruin a man. Fear can ruin a church. Fear can ruin a person. You better guard your heart against the monster called fear. Hallelujah. You see, fear causes a lot of sleepless nights. Fear frays nerves. Fear will make you sit in the rocking chair and away in the midnight hours. Fear in your heart. Fear in your soul. Oh God. The spirit of fear don't come from God. I done proved that in the Bible. The spirit of fear don't come from heaven. The spirit of fear don't come from the love of God. But it is from the devil. It is one of hell's most used tools against the Christian life. It is, oh God, it was birthed right out of the hell's deep. It was birthed right out of the hell's bottoms. The monster called fear, oh God. It destroys God's purpose. It'll destroy God's plan. And it will eventually destroy God's person. If you let fear get in your life, you won't do what God wants you to do. You won't be the person that God wants you to be. And you won't do what the Lord bid you to do because of fear. Hallelujah. Look at this story that I read for you. Help me just a little while, preacher men. In verse number 36, these disciples got in that boat willing, expecting to go to the other side. But in verse 38, they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? In other words, from verse 36 to verse 38, something happened in between those verses. They had the faith or they'd have never got in the boat. They had the faith that that boat was going to hold up. They had the faith that their experience in sailing the seas was going to get them to the other side. But in verse 38, oh, fear had got a hold of their heart. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we are going to die? Carest thou not? Don't you even care what we're going through? Something happened between those two verses and stamped out their faith and causes their heart to fear. Oh, God. You see, between the shore where they had faith and in the storm where they didn't have faith, between the shore and the storm, something took place. There was a robbing, Brother Clifford. There was a stealing that night on that boat. Oh, help us, Lord. Between the shore and the storm, there was a stealing. Between the shore and the storm, there was a snaring. Between the shore and the storm,
Something sabotaged these disciples' heart. Something sabotaged these disciples' life. And it was a robber. It wasn't a host of people, but one monster crawled on board that boat that night. And his name was fear. And it robbed them of their faith. I said it stole their faith from their heart. There was a heist on the high seas that day that hindered their journey, that halted their journey, that handicapped their progress. All these things was caused by fear. Help us a little while, Holy Ghost. There was a robin that night that caused their faith to fade, just like Nicodemus. Oh God, when it was told to him what he must do, his faith faded in the darkness, just like he did. Oh God, fear got a hold of him, and fear will get a hold of you in your Christian life. You'll step out. You're going to conquer the world. You're for sure God told you what He did. You know God spoke to your heart. But when you get outside the doors, there's something creeps into your life and causes a gloominess around your heart. And it is called fear. And you never carry out what you promised God you'd do, because fear made your faith fade away. And you can't find the faith because your heart is full of fear. Woo! Hallelujah. Not only was there a stealing, but there also was a snaring. Faith is not scared of nothing. Faith will walk right in the storm. Brother Hank, it don't matter how dark it is. It don't matter how long the valley is. Faith don't falter. It keeps on walking. But there's a trap set out there. And the trap is set by fear. And if faith walks into it, it'll snare your faith. Oh God. And it'll cause your faith to not only fade, but it'll cause your faith to fail. That's why Jesus looked at Simon Peter and he said, "Look here, boy, the devil's out to get you, but I'm going to pray that your faith fail not." You can't get nowhere to God with a failing faith. You got to get a hold of it. And through the high winds and through the stormy waters, you can't let fear get in your vessel. You can't let fear get in your boat. You got to hang on to your faith. But I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not, Brother James. There's two things here that we got to notice when he says, "I'm going to pray that your faith don't fail." Sister Kays, it lets me know we can make it even in the devil's clutches. Even when all the hell has come against us, we can make it if our faith don't fail. A warning here, another thing that I've noticed in these scriptures is that I don't care if your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. It don't matter how long you've been saved. It don't matter how good you can sing or how good you can preach. He put a warning out to Peter and to let that disciple know, brother, if your faith fail, you are no account to me. You won't be a no account to your church. You won't be no account to your family. It is possible that your faith can get snared, that your faith can fail because of the monster called fear. Fear is a robber. There is nothing that destroys faith any quicker than fear.
Fear is man's most disruptive activity. Fear. If we can do without fear, look at what we can do for God. But because of fear, we fail so many times. Look at the healings that could have been done in this church. But because somebody feared, God couldn't move. Look at the great things that could have been accomplished around these altars. Because somebody feared, God didn't do them. Look at the miracles that could have been performed when God spoke to your heart or my heart. But because we started squinting and we looked at what God said, but we looked at what man would say, and we sank. And fear overshadowed our faith. And God never did carry out what He wanted to do in the church service. Because somebody, oh God, got a fearful heart. And faith was stamped out. And the miracle wasn't performed. And the sinner didn't get saved. You feared to witness. God said, you go witness to that neighbor. But you feared in your heart. And they wasn't saved. God said, call that backslider. But you feared in your heart. And it stamped out your faith. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. God cannot operate when you have a fearful heart. Daryl? I have been there before. When I felt like God is so impressed upon me to do something, to say something. And each second that passes by, the monster fear grows and grows and grows and grows. Listen to me, house of prayer. I'm giving you what God laid on my heart this week. I feel in my heart that the Lord wants to do great things at the house of prayer. But the devil has so surrounded us with fear. Some of you in the sound of my voice, sitting on these church pews, you have sat on God for so long. God has spoke to your heart time and time again. And you don't even faze you not to do it. It don't even faze you not to carry out what the Spirit spoke to you. You have sat on Him so long. You have feared for so long. There's no faith there. But my friend, God is serious about a fearful heart. He ain't going to let you get by with it. Why? It disrupts His plans. It disrupts His person. It disrupts His purpose in a church service. And if you fear and you don't obey, you better repent. You better, God, you better beg God for forgiveness. Why? God's plan was halted. God's plan was stopped because you had a fearful heart. I know you don't believe me. Revelations 21 and 8. Listen. It starts off just like this. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The liars wasn't the first. The unbelieving wasn't the first. But the fearful. What are the fearful? The cowards. The cowards would express the sense more accurately. The cowards Those condemned are those who are afraid to do their duty. Oh, God. You go join the army and you line up in boot camp. If you're afraid to do your duty, they don't want you on the battlefield. If you're afraid to pick up the gun, brother, and fight the battle head on, and fight the enemy head on, if you're afraid to do that, you are a coward, and they don't want you on the battlefield. But the fearful, why did God say that? Brother, the monster of fear has disrupted more of God's plan than anything else. A monster of fear has caused more heartaches than anything else. It is so easy to have a fearful heart. Oh, Lord. The religious life requires hardness, restrictions, and restraint. Whereas for the fearful, it's easy for them to float with the tide of inclination than against it. Of all the things that I read here in Revelations 21 and 8, among these, in the beginning of these, was the word fearful. Ones that dare not venture or run any hazard for the sake of religion and of good conscience. The fearful. Oh, Lord, this fear we are speaking of makes us, oh, Lord, a desert. And we are proven traitors to the Spirit of God. The most violent and the courageous men are those who, fearing God above anything else, oh Lord, would run a hazard in order to serve Him. They was not going to let the devil and all his demons cause them to disobey God. They was not going to let the devil in his hostage situation cause them to set on God. If they knew the Spirit breathed on their heart, they was going to carry it out. It didn't matter what the devil said. Was not fearful of the devil. How many times have you said, well, I would. I'm going to. At home, the Lord give you a testimony. You knew it was from the Lord. You couldn't wait to get to church to testify. But as time rocked on, the more you sit there, the more you got to thinking, well, maybe it's for another service. Maybe it's for another time. Maybe it really wasn't that good anyway. Fearful. Fearful. I'm going on. I'm not going to hold you much longer. Not only was there a stealing, not only was there a snaring of their faith, but there was a sabotaging. Sabotage comes from the French word sabot, which means a wooden shoe. In the earlier days, I read that the men in the country of France that would work on them machineries in those factories, they would wear wooden shoes, which was called sabot, to keep from something falling on their foot. But when their employer made them mad, when their employer done something to them that upset them, they would take this wooden shoe and they would throw it in this machinery. And that's why we get our word sabotage. It would sabotage that machinery until that machinery could not function like it needed to. That machinery couldn't carry out like it was designed to. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That's what fear does to our lives. It sabotages our lives in such a way that we can't go and we can't progress and we can't do like God designed us to act and God designed us to do. Oh, we might be running and we might be singing the songs and we might be testifying, but there's fear in our heart and it has sabotaged our lives. We can't. Somebody had sabotaged that machine. Oh God, you might be running well, but something's hindering you. There might be something. We might not be able to tell it by the way you walk or the way you talk, but in your heart there is fear, and the end results will be disastrous. I said the end results won't be a good product if you got fear in your heart. Oh Lord. Oh God. Fear sabotages your faith, Brother Hank. It causes faith to fluctuate. You're up today, you're down tomorrow. You're in today, you're out tomorrow. God told me to do it today, oh God. But tomorrow you scratch your head and you think, well, did he really speak to me? Or was it just my emotions? Your faith is fluctuating. When the service comes by and the Holy Ghost comes by, you feel good. God told me to do it. But when the first trial comes, when the first storm comes, you say, hey, it wasn't God. It must have been me. Fear has caused your faith to fluctuate. You can't do nothing for God with a faith that's up one day and down the next day. You gotta be steadfast. You gotta be settled. Oh, and what the Holy Ghost spoke to your heart to do. If you're steadfast about it, if you have settled about it in your heart, it don't matter how many winds blow. It don't matter how dark the trial. It don't matter how many demons are screaming in your face. Brother, if your faith is settled, fear will not come in your heart. I'm traveling. Fear sabotages your faith through blindness, failing to see what God wants us to see. Failing to see the Word of God, refusing to see what God has done and what God is doing. Fear blinds you. Fear sabotages your faith through deafness. We do not hear what God wants us to hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Are you really listening to God tonight? Are your ears really tuned to what the Spirit has to say tonight? Or are you so wrapped up in your fear that you can't hear what thus saith the Word of God? The devil's telling you it ain't going to never happen. It ain't going to never happen. Fear gets in your heart and you begin to believe him. Well, it has been a long time. I have prayed about it for many years. Fear sabotages through selfishness. Look, Jesus was asleep in the ship, but they awake him saying, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Master, what's wrong? You're not caring that we're perishing. When fear, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, for a little while. Just help me a little bit longer. When you step out, you got the faith. When you step out, oh God, they had the faith they was going to make it, but when they seen that storm, fear robbed them of that faith. Then they begin to get selfish. Lord, what about me? What about me, Lord? Look what I'm going through. Look what I'm facing, Lord. Selfishness. You're looking at me like a mule looking at a new gate. You ain't getting it. I remember years ago, the last time Brother Casey went in the hospital, we had a service here. God spoke to my heart to have Brother Randall and Sister Vicky and Di come up here. And God gave me a scripture to quote them. I didn't do it. I'm human like everybody else. Fear got a hold of my heart, Sister Casey. Lord, if I, you know, is that really you? Fear stamped out the faith of the one that was speaking to me. There's some of you right here in the sound of this, my voice. God has spoke to you beyond a shadow of doubt to do something. To carry out something. To be something. You know He has. But you ain't done it yet because of fear. Cast out that selfishness. Ask God to help us to be concerned for others. John says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Brother, I believe the message of the hour to the church, not to the sinner, not to the backslider, not to those that's going worldly, but to God's true church. You read through your Bible every time the Son of God or an angel would come down. Most of the time, the first words out of their mouth were, fear not. God don't want His church to have to fear. Oh, there ain't nothing to fear over if you're holding to His nail-scarred hand. Hallelujah. Fear not whatever betides you in all the coming days. Your Lord will walk beside you in His appointed ways. His hand will surely guide you when friends and helpers fail, and His pavilion hides you when foes and fears assail. Fear not, turn backward never, whatever may oppose. Look unto Jesus ever, and in His love repose. And when life's little story at evening tide is told, then in the morn of glory you shall His faith behold. Fear not. Brother Bob and Sister Rhonda, you ain't got to fear. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Spirit is saying to the house of prayer tonight, fear not.
He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. It might look like the darkest time ever, but the Holy Ghost said, fear not.
My pastor told me, he said, boy, Brother Anthony, he said, you'll go a long ways if you keep eye out of your sermons. So very seldom do I ever talk about my own experiences. Just let them out. Just keep eye out of the way. But I felt the Holy Ghost check me. Brother, I hope I could be honest with my home church tonight. I don't know no other church that prays for me more than you do. I hope my honesty is all right with you tonight. But for the last couple of weeks, Brother Hustleton, this whole boy's been going through it. You hear me? Last Tuesday, I felt it coming on me. I sat in that trailer. Oh, I felt like the Holy Ghost gave me just a little second warning. I almost, oh God, I could almost feel like hell opened up the gates and all the demons was coming my way. And I felt the Holy Ghost check me. But I made my way out of that hell, out of that trailer and started walking across that street. And brother, before I got to those doors, I had a devil on each shoulder and 10,000 demons in my face. He said, boy, you are a failure. He said, you ain't gonna make it. You are a loser. You miss God. Your children's gonna turn on you. Your wife's gonna leave you. You'll have to sell your truck. You'll have to come back home bruised and busted and broke and get a minimum wage job. But brother, I heard the Holy Ghost say, boy, fear not. I walked through those doors. I started walking around this altar. And the devil jumped on me. Oh God, help me, Lord, not to go say too much here. But the devil jumped on me and said, Anthony Howard, you are a failure. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, fear not. I heard the devil say, you ain't gonna make it. But I heard the comforting words of the Holy Ghost say, fear not. Hallelujah. I heard the devil say, your friends will turn against you. You'll wreck your home and wreck your life. But I heard God say, fear not. Fear sabotages a soul. You set out to do what God told you to do. But when you hit the first storm, fear sabotages it. Oh, God. Oh, Brother Hank. Hallelujah. That devil was on me, brother. And he's been on us lately. Oh, God of heaven. He told me, he said, you'll have to sell that truck and come back home and mow yards and rake leaves. You're a failure. You miss God. Your children's going to hate you. You're going to starve to death. You're going to be broken, busted. But I heard a spirit say, fear not. Woo! I like to tell somebody in this house to fear not. I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what your friend said. You ain't got to fear.
Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid, Brother James. Though all the world be troubled, and men's hearts faint with fear at dangers in the distance and dangers drawing near. Though every help should fail them on which their hopes are stayed, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Though all the earth be troubled and its foundations shake, though raging seas shall thunder and mighty mountains quake, though lofty walls shall crumble and in the dust be laid, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Though all your way be troubled and bounds and landmarks lost through the storm, though all the stormy billows your little bark is tossed, though all around be changing, here let your mind be stayed. Let not, listen, house of prayer, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Oh, blessed word of Jesus, and faithful from the old, in which our fears may vanish, to which our trust may hold, ye shall not be confounded, ye shall not be dismayed. Let not your heart be troubled, nor, Brother Usleton, let it be afraid. Sister Deidre, come. I come to tell somebody in his house tonight. Lord, I prayed for healing. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Remember, I told you that fear sabotages through blindness, deafness. Listen to what the Bible said. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with recompense, He will come and save you. Listen now, oh Lord. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of waters, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, though fools shall not err therein. Listen now, no lion shall be there, nor any rabious beast shall go up thereon. It shall be for those. It shall be not found there, but the redeemed shall walk there in the ransom of the Lord in return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Say to those that are of a fearful heart. Thank you.
Why are ye so fearful? Saith the Lord. How is it that ye have no faith? Where have I wronged thee? Have I turned my back on thee? Is my hand short that I can't deliver thee? Is my power weakened that I cannot deliver thee? Nay, I say unto thee, I had the power to bring thee out. I had the power to deliver thee from the storm. But I say unto thee this night, thou must look to me. Get thine eyes off the situation. Get thine eyes off the storm. And look unto me this night, and I will bring thee out, saith God. Forgive me, Lord, for having a fearful heart. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? You're standing all over the house tonight. Them Jews, Brother Hank, they feared Jesus. Them Sadducees and Pharisees and the priests back in those days, Brother Usleton. See, Jesus was performing miracles. He had a following, he had a crowd, and they feared him. And Pilate said, do you want Jesus or do you want Barabbas? Which one? And they said, not this man, but Barabbas. They could have chose faith, but they'd rather hang on to fear. And you can go to the Wailing Wall tonight, and they're beating their heads up against the wall, praying for a Messiah. And he's already come, Sister Casey. So what about you tonight? Are you going to continue on your journey in a Christian walk, clutching the fear? Or are you ready to grab a hold of the faith and do something for God? Who will drop fear tonight? Who will let go of it? Say, Lord, guard my heart against fear. It's a robber. Who'll be the first to come tonight? Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled, house of prayer. Neither let it be afraid.
In sunshine or shadow.